After Moses and Aaron had spoken to the people of Israel the words which God had given them, they went to meet Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Do you remember? All the kings of Egypt bore the name of Pharaoh. At first, Moses and Aaron did not ask Pharaoh to let the people go out of Egypt, never to return. But they said, "Our God, the Lord God of Israel, has told us to go out for a journey of 3 days into the wilderness with all our people, and there to worship him." But Pharaoh said, "Who is God? I do not know him and will not obey him. I will not let Israel go. Get back to work." At that time, the work of the Israelites was mostly the making of bricks. To hold the bricks together, they would mix straw with clay. So, to make their work more difficult, Pharaoh commanded, "Let them make as many bricks as before, but give them no straw. Let the Israelites find their own straw for the brick making." Of course, this made their work harder, because it took lots of time to find the straw, and the Israelites were scattered throughout the land looking for straw to make the bricks. What made it even harder was that Pharaoh demanded they make as many bricks each day as before. And when they could not do all their work, they were cruelly beaten by the Egyptians. Many of the Israelites now became angry with Moses and Aaron, who they thought had brought more burden and trouble upon them. They said, "May the Lord God judge you and punish you. You have caused Pharaoh to make our suffering greater." So Moses and Aaron went in to Pharaoh again, as the Lord commanded. Then Aaron threw down his rod or staff, and it turned into a snake. And there were magicians in Egypt, and they threw down their rods, and their rods became snakes. However they did their trick, Aaron's rod swallowed theirs. But still King Pharaoh refused to obey God's voice. So Moses then spoke to Aaron by God's command, "Take your rod and wave it over the waters of Egypt, over the river Nile and the canals and the lakes." Then Aaron did so. He lifted up the rod and struck the water in the sight of Pharaoh. And in a moment all the water turned to blood, and the fish in the river all died, and a terrible stench, a foul smell, rose along the Nile, and the people had to dig for fresh water along the river. So the people of Egypt dug to find water, and the wise men of Egypt brought some water to Pharaoh and made it look as though they had turned it to blood, and Pharaoh would not listen or let God's people go. After 7 days, Moses took away the plague of blood, but he warned Pharaoh that if he refused to obey, another plague was coming. And because Pharaoh still would not obey,